start your day with her master Gimel of Toshin Pehe Harav Yisrael Rebbe.
Good morning. There's a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, which says like this: Also, la'ashin titzon shekoyin hichuin. So one should not smoke cigarettes on afilu ba'arba tzimtzum, even on the four tanisim. V'chol shekim Tisha B'Av, all the more so on Tisha B'Av. Hechem oid ashe kosev shmishim ashim Tisha B'Av. So we get to a stage where somebody who even smokes in Tisha B'Av, he should get punishment. Those meikel, someone who finds it difficult, he's very used to it, addicted. Should smoke in private in his own house, away from the public after chatzos. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Now I want to discuss today a relatively new shayla is vaping on Tanisim and vaping on Tisha B'Av. Okay, so to see the sugya, we need to start in a Gemara in Brachos, which we're going to be discussing primarily. Do you need to make a bracha on vapes? Do you need to make a bracha? Is vapor going into your mouth? Do you need to make a bracha? And from there, we'll get to the halacha ma'aser about Tisha B'Av. Okay, so we take a look at everyone, please, if you can. You hold on to these. It's kedai. I'll do a lot inside, so it's worthwhile. So we have a gemara like this. Boy minei is brachas daf yudalet. Boy minei ayon hanal de beir av ami merav ami. Hashor b'tanis mashiyotay. So someone's in a tanis, are they allowed to taste? Achidu shtir kabale b'holeka. They were took upon themselves to not to eat, not to drink. This is not eating, this is not drinking, this is just tasting. Oidil mahanor kabale, or rather, they took upon themselves not to have a nor, b'ho'eka. Omale, toyim ve'im b'kachkulam. On a tanis, you'd have to taste, and you do not have to worry about it. Tanina mehochio, a brisa this. Mat emes, eini tom brocha. If somebody tastes, you do not need a brocha. Ve'ashor v'tanis is somebody who is in a tanis. Toyim ve'im b'kachkulam can taste, and nothing's wrong. He's still fasting like normal. As Kamos says Gemara, Amami Rav Asi, Tommy Ad Shio Riviasa, you can have it up to Rivias. So it comes out from this Gemara, seemingly posh Pshanish Gemara. If you want to taste on a tanis, you're cooking for the meal after the tanis, Tisha B'Av afternoon, you're cooking some nice food, and you want to taste it, you have to taste it up to Rivias. That's what the Gemara seems to say. No problem, have it up to Rivias if you're just tasting. Now, there is a Machlikas Rishonim, which in the next number two we're going to see together, which is really a Tosfos, it's Rambam. Let's see it from the Torah. Bracha Rishona, Ein Lo Shir, Shal Kol Dvarim Mevorachim Fnei Mechoshu. And you have any sort of eating, however much the measurement is, whether it's you eat a lot, eat a little bit, you have to make a bracha first. She Osa Le'achonis Min Ha'ulam Hazeh, because it's Osa to have benefit from this world, Beloi Bracha without a bracha. Umiyu. Meta Emes, She Toi Emes, Hatavshil, Ein Sof Le'vorachim Adrivius. But a person is just tasting the dish, just to see, does it taste good? Does it need more salt? Does it need more pepper? Then, up to Revius, you're allowed to taste. The Choy Mashma, Afilim Hu Toyim Abelea, is Mashma over here, even if you eat it and swallow it, you digest. Which means, if you have somebody who's a chef, and he's got a big three-course meal coming up, and he wants to taste every single dish, to an extent where he's going to be pretty full at the end, he does not need to make a bracha. If he's only tasting, full of tasting, not because of getting full. We just brought in Tosfos on the page. Dafka if you eat and you spit out. If you swallow even a little bit, you have to make a bracha. So, like a whiskey tasting session, you drink and spit, right? That's because you're tasting it. If you have it after every shot, swallow it, you won't be able to taste anymore. So real tasting is where you're tasting it and spitting it out. Now, so that is a machlokes Rishonim we have. Rambam and Rabbi Rishonim seem to say that if you're tasting and you swallow it, you do not need to make a bracha. Says Rabbi Nachman, no, you have to. If you taste it and you taste it and you spit it out, you do not make a bracha. If you taste it and swallow it, you do make a bracha. That's pretty clear. Comes on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says like this: Hatoymas etavshil, einit tzorch levorich adavias, v'afilim hubele. So in a stam, which is the way the Shulchan Aruch generally paskins, if you tasting, even if you swallow it, you do not need to make a bracha. V'yesh oyim like Rabbi Nachman, she'im hu boiloy toyin bracha. But if he swallows it, you do need to make a bracha. Le'potros atoyim elakish achuzah apodes. But only allow the taster to taste something without making a bracha. If he tastes it and spits it out, if he swallows it, he has to make a bracha. And therefore, even on a lot, you're not going to make a bracha because you're spitting it out constantly. Hagot v'sofik brachas lahakol, and a sofik brachas lahakol. Now that hagot a remor. And what remor is saying is that we've got sofik brachas lahakol. Therefore, if you do that, if you were to take less than a reviz, eat it just to try it, just to taste it. Tomei on erev Shabbos, you're trying out the cholent for the tasting shavoy. Then you do not need to make a bracha. Sorry? You know, it's not hana is where you're having hana of eating. Here you're not doing it for that. You're simply doing it to taste. You're not doing it for benefit. The intention is, it matters. Now the Kafa Chaim, I didn't bring it, the Kafa Chaim actually says over here on this sieve, he says that when it comes to Tomei on Erev Shabbos, he says the derech is that somebody is tasting it, but he's usually having a little chalant to have chalant itself, and therefore Kuriyama Pli, you have to make a bracha. So we have to be very honest with ourselves what we're doing. But if someone is literally just tasting it to taste, well, we're not have to make a bracha. So that is the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, which is very clearly pastening like Rambam, which one does not need to make a bracha if they eat something and they swallow it, as long as less than a revius, and also all kazayas by something which is food. And secondly, he's only doing it to taste, not to digest and enjoy. Now, if we take a look at these three Mishaburas, we'll see them in order. So let's take a look at Yud Gimel first. Hatoyim. So Afa gav de osle honis min oinim hazeh, below brocha, afil kol shubina bechile beimishtia, hainu kish mechavin lecho velishtois. That's when you mechavin to eat and drink. Aval hocha, she'ein kavanose ela litoim. Over here the command is only to taste. Lead it in soich melech, it's having to see if it needs more salt, more spices. Ein tzorich brocha, lo lefaneh, you do not need to taste it. You don't need to make a bracha, not before and not after. That feeling will oichel ktsas mehamaichel achar bishul, and even if he eats ktsas of the maichel after bishul, which means that it's been cooked, the meat's been cooked. There's nothing you can do. You can't change the taste. It's not like chicken soup, which you can add in salt afterwards. You can't do anything to it. So why you're tasting it? She'ei meichel to latakin os hamaichel, but later im hutoiv. Well, if it's good, you've got guests coming. Yes. Yes, as I said, but we're going to see, but by a meichel is a gezeis. So it is by liquid, yeah. If you had, let's say you have a piece of meat, you want to know if you can serve it to your guests, so you try out to taste it, because nothing you can do, you can't change it, you can't add in salt, it doesn't matter. Gam kem sadin adi rabba ba prima godim, the gam zeru ba chlal t'ima, achrish in kavanosu l'shem achila. Since the kavan is not l'shem achila. That is the first mishavura. So just a quick recap. We have a psak like the Rambam, which is that you do not have to make a bracha if you're tasting it, not to eat it. And we're seeing over here that even if you can't change that food, it's not that you're just tasting it to change, even if you can't change it. Look at your dalad, ad revius, ad bechlal, aval yes revius, but if it's more than a revius, kivin shu hano you say it's proper hano, choshek kosh mischavin le'achida. It's like, it's a bit like psik reisha. A psik reisha on Shabbos, you do something, you open your fridge, and the light goes on. Since it's definitely going to happen, you can't say that I'd have no intention for it. Similarly, different but similarly, if you eat something and have a lot and say, I'm just tasting it, you know, when you try your wife's chocolate cake and you're just trying it, just to taste it, and it's a nice sized piece, you can't pretend that it's for tasting, rather you're enjoying it. The Einber Morgan Avrom, she costs the Adravias, the Shori, Haina Fili Timber Harbor Kadaris. That's even if you have lots of Kadaris. So somebody's trying out his Shabbos food, he tries out his filter fish, he tries out his soup, he tries out his chicken, meat, kugel, schnitz, whatever he's serving, he tries them all. And he's having a big, nice big plate of trying out taste. Tomeo, the Chatchila, the Chumra. Still, he does not need to make a bracha. Amir im Kevinos, Lechel, Mat, Osselesses, If he has intention to eat it, it's a problem. The Indian to Ima, is it Dova Ucha leader in Hutoyim and Sadden Hachoyim the Shir who has Kazayas, it comes to food, it's Kazayas. The dad, after the Bishulchan Ara, Kosov, Ein Sof, the Vorich, made it Osta Vorich, Tavali Brocha Vatala. Says Mishra, an important point over here, for our Sugya, it's Osta to make a Brocha if you don't need to make a Brocha. It's Brocha Vatala. So it's all very nice saying, I'm going to be Machime, I'm going to make a Brocha. Yeah, I mean, it's a Durabon, I'm making Brocha Vatala. What's really showing? Some of them say it's Dreisa, but we're passing it's Durabon. Let's take one more Mishra as well, but Sofik Brocha is the Hoko. Hainu, I feel him who Balea, even if he is swallowing it, you don't make a brocha because his kavana, his mindset is not for achila. Svarah is showing a letter of the Rambam. V'hinei, ha'mogen Avraham chaylok al ha'shulchan aruch, ha'mogenvam is chaylok al ha'shulchan aruch v'ramah, v'sir leit ha'bloya l'kuli alma chayv l'varach. If you swallow it, every degree you have to make a brocha. He has a different way of learning the Rambam, etc. He says if somebody swallows it, you have to make a brocha. Aber kama choinim hechlitu im saka ramah, to have a sofa brocha the hokel. But most achoyim say you do not need to make a brocha, and therefore the chetchila toiv lizora harutz levloya sheis chavin liyachonis menu b'toyos achila yivorech alo. And therefore says the chay adam that one should have kavana to enjoy it, to eat it, and therefore you have no problems, you have no suffer. According to everybody, Rambam, Rabbi Nechanan, according to everybody, you have to make a brocha if you intend to eat it. Okay, that is the in a very short nutshell. That is the halacha, the sugya of tasting with the intention of tasting not to eat. Machlokes Rishonim, Rambam, Rabbi Nechanan, do you need to make a bracha if it's less than a revius? According to Rambam, you do not. According to Rabbi Nechanan, you do. And says the Pesak Halacha, Mishnah Berurah, that since the Magen Avraham argues and says that even the Rambam holds that you do need to make a bracha, one should be machmir alechai adam and eat and have intention to enjoy it, then you have to make a bracha l'kali alma. But if you don't do that, then you have got a problem of sofok brachas l'hakel, and therefore if you make a bracha, it could be a bracha l'vatala. I think that's pretty clear, the sugya of tasting. Any questions still here? Yeah. If you just swallow it, if you taste it, definitely do. Yes, 100%, yeah. And if you taste it and chew it, so the case of the Torah, which is brought in 7 Pei Tes in Yodea, is that you're chewing for a child. So you take some meat, it's too tough for a child, so you chew it and you spit it out. So there's definitely no bracha, according to everybody, Rabbi Nechanan as well. It still makes you fleshy. Rashi, what's the reason why we have to wait? So according to the Rambam, it's to do with between your teeth. So therefore you have to wait. According to the Torah, it's because of the gore in your throat, then you wouldn't have to wait. But we go to Chumah like both as the Torah, and therefore we have to wait. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Now, moving on to the seal we want to discuss. So we have a Magen Avraham in our seven ratios. Tzorichian. But also, people that put grass, or what we call tobacco, in a tube, and he lights it, and they suck the smoke into the mouth, aka a cigarette, and then he went and remove it. Whether it's domil tchim apodate, where you would not need a bracha, or maybe it's like reich, which you do need to make a bracha. Kavachemik kan, shekama guf nene menu, or the more so over here, where by eating, and you spit it out, if I take, I take a piece of a biscuit, I chew it, and I spit it out. There's no hana whatsoever, on the contrary, only it makes me more hungry. But over here, shehaba sveim menu kumi sha'ocha wa shasa. People find themselves being feeling more, of more full feeling, they feel more satiated by cigarettes, and therefore, there's more hanor, therefore the Magen Avraham leaves as a sorochi and do you need to make a bracha? Two brachas. Either shahakol, because you're digesting it, or would you need to make a bracha? Do you need to make a bracha on the reach or the smell? Yeah, of course. That's the precondition to this, obviously. Obviously, it's asa. It's fascist asa. Moshe says asa. The only maker is the Moshe Feinstein. And people say the Moshe doesn't apply nowadays. It's not true. Moshe's Svar in why it's mutter. It's not for now, but Moshe's Svar why it's mutter is because since it's a slow impact danger, then Shem Pesem Hashem. Everybody here agrees that to eat lots of fatty foods is dangerous. We're not going to say it's us to have lots of chips. Yeah, you don't have a snacky fowl business. Yeah. So why is it mutter? Because it's a very long process until it becomes dangerous. So Moshe's got a svara there. Whenever you have a slow release danger, isn't it, we don't say it's a sakana and therefore it's not asa. So besides, everyone else is asa. He's the only one that still applies nowadays. That's it. Yeah.
You see from the halacha that you don't make a bracha on medicine.
Yeah.
So you see the hana, and of course medicine gives you lots of hana. So you see from there that hana is all to do with taste, that it tastes nice. So therefore, I'm just getting my head around why you should have a habit to say a shakar on a cigarette. It's nothing to do with hana. A hina, hana, hair, it's all to do with taste.
It has a nice taste. No. People can enjoy the taste. We're going to see about that. Let's move on a little bit.
Medicine, it could be some medicine.
It could be you need to make a bracha. Yeah, the nice banana flavored children's antibiotics. There's a possibility you have to make a bracha on it. If it's not, we'll see. Let's take this further. We'll see. Let's see. Okay. Fine. So now, the Mishabura over here paskins. If we take a look at your design, he paskins this. He brings this this Mokhan Avraham. He says, "One nine and the oyster, no, it's an oyster. Can't have it. Say, first, my lucky oyster showing how Ashen PM. The stuff I can Mokhan Avraham is that you have a kotoyim, a kriyot, a choyim, a chlitu. Pshita she'in the varchal ishan. The Mishabura springs, and everyone says, everyone agrees, as poshi don't make a bracha. Now, there's another aspect over here, which will come relevant to our sugya, is there's an Orch Shulchan. So he says, Yeshet Hamu Loma in Onim Borchim Shivas Oshin Shabak. He's referring to Mokhan Avraham. Why do you make a bracha? Oyben Achirim, if you put them in your snuff, Ashesh Behem Rechas Toyves, the Ains the Dead to make a clam. Your Dush Ikatova Zeloy Nasvishvil Rechat Toyves. Everybody agrees, no one likes the smell of tobacco. The Ajab, who Chotokoma, it's very bitter. So you get many people, especially women, that cannot take this smell. For nas chlosele for us, his stomach originally was made for his stomach, the bitl machshav is to the velvet halev, take off stress and take off pressure. The gam im yesh ma'arabim reich toiv. See now they go and add in lots of ingredients to make it very nice. Ein kevanos to b'shvil reich toiv is not to have a nice taste, and the garish hereich chozok v'mash v'atavok. So if somebody has inside their basic kissei, let's leave out their infusers, but let's say you take a lot of mint leaves, real natural mint leaves, you crush them out, leave them in the son's bathroom, take away any bad smell, we don't make a bracha. So we should say, why not? But it's not there to have the nice smell, rather it's there to get rid of the bad smell. So too, in all the nice flavors within a cigarette, says the Aruch Shulchan, you have to say someone has a menthol cigarette. You know, somebody's got a nice mint flavor. But the only reason they put that flavor in is to remove the bad taste. And therefore, the taste is not nice. Don't make a brach on it. Okay, so that is the sugya of cigarettes. Now I want to move on. Now we need to move it on into our sugya, which we want to get to. Is do you need to make a brach on vapes or electric cigarettes? Which will tell us, like the Gemara said at the beginning, is that if you need to make a bracha, it's something you can't have on a tannis. And if you do not need to make a bracha, then you can't have on a tannis. That's what the Gemara seems to say very clearly. Gemara at the beginning, number one we saw, was halacha of tasting on a tannis. So we said that toyim im kach plum, tanya mehachi, mat emes einu tona bracha, vashor betanis toyim im kach plum. You see the toyim ha baha. If you need to make a bracha, you can't have it on a tannis. If you do not need to make a bracha, you can have it on a tannis. Leaving out that original Mishavur report, which was from Tovkuf Nun Hei, which I mentioned, I didn't bring it down, but I said it at the beginning, there's a separate problem of a pleasurable activity, which is said that smoking should only be done on Tishbav after Chatzos in private. So we're talking about that now. We're not talking about in the morning, talking about the afternoon, in private, can you have a vape? That's the question we're discussing. We need to work out if we need to make a bracha on that. If we need to make a bracha, then you can't have it on a tannis. If you do not need to make a bracha, you can't have it on a tannis. That's the
problem with the pleasure.
Which one?
The
No. Is it considered you're indulging in something? Yeah. So let's see. Let's take a look at the. About this one we're doing outside. We have a. Firstly. All the ingredients inside of those vapes are all synthetic. They're not. There's no crushed up mint in there. It's all chemicals, etc. So Shlomo Zalman's got a tshuva, not tshuva. Shlomo Zalman's brought in Shimon Shabbos Kachosa in Hilchos Havdalah, And in there he says that you do not make, you can't make a bracha on something which is synthetic. So therefore, in terms of Bromim Sonim over here, whatever you would say, you do not make a bracha on the smell because it's all synthetic. There's no natural. In the case of the Mogen Avraham, he's talking about tobacco, which is a real herb, it's a real leaf. So if you make a bracha on Reach, when it comes to the vapes, they're not a natural herb. They're all chemicals. And you won't make a bracha. That's Hashem Zalm. Rav Yosef argues for Sfadim. Rav Yosef says, yes, you do. You do make a bracha on these things, and therefore, it's a separate shayla. I think most of us are Ashkenazi, so we'll just focus on our lot. Anyone here Sfadi? Okay, good. Not good that I'm not here. You are? So the shayla here will be different. The shayla here will be that according to Rav Yosef, do you make a bracha on as psalm? It's separate to what we're discussing, the taste of it and the indulgence of it as a food. But it could be a separate halacha of making bracha on a vape because of smell. But that wouldn't be a shayla on Tishba, that would be a shayla just generally of brachas. Like in Kippur, we make lots of mere brachas on smells. Okay, so there is a Rosh, a famous Rosh that tells us like this. I'm just going to delete. If I have a milky pot cooking, milk inside, I'm making old-fashioned cocoa, I've got milk boiling inside a pot, and I want to take a piece of meat, hang it over the pot, and the steam will cook it. Says the Rosh. The Rosh tells us that Zeya is mashkin kamashkin. Now the Zeya, the steam that comes out of a mashka, is like the mashka itself. And that's why in Hilchas Isveheta, you're there, we have in a pot, not in an oven, but in a pot you have steam, which causes shires of steam. So that's how we pass it. So the question over here is the way a vape works is, looks it up, is you have your battery, your battery pack, you have your electricity source, you have a coil that gets red hot, you have just above that the liquid, the coil heats up the liquid and causes vapour to, like a boiling, like a kettle. you have a kettle which kind of pushes outwards into your mouth. Okay, so it's Zeya, it's literally Zeya, that's what it is, it's nothing else. It's not Recha. In your head you have two things, you have Recha and you have Zeya. Zeya is a steam. You don't have, again, you have this in, you have it in a pot, you take a pot, you watch it steaming, it's steaming. There's no Zeya in an oven. That's why ovens, Me'ikadin, you don't need to have two separate ovens. You get the Minog and the Chumras, but in Me'ikadin, an oven is, there's no steam. There's no steam in an oven. But in this idea of this is that it's steaming, it's causing steam to go up. So now this.
Cook a chicken in the oven, it's got liquid, there's no Zeya?
No, scientifically it doesn't work, it's too hot. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, also not. Even not. When you open it, then steam. But in terms of the oven itself, there's no steam. Nothing is. If I'm cooking in an oven, and I'm cooking something in an oven, and before I had cooked something else, then you need to make a tray. If you'd have to. Again, I'm not talking about minhagim. I'm talking about raw halacha lemaisa. If I'm cooking a piece of meat, chicken in an oven, to make it tray, I would have had to have milk beforehand, which has taken the steam up, put it into the walls. And when I cook my chicken, the steam comes up, it goes up, bangs into the wall, extracts the old steam, and brings it back down. That can't happen in an oven. It doesn't happen. You open it, it's true. When you open it, it'll rush out, but that's it. You don't have steam in an oven. Again, the chumra, we all machmir, so machmir, don't even make chalas in the power of oven. We're very machmir. But in Me'ikadin, there's no Zeya. Zeya is steam, literal steam. So now, like this, because of time, I'm going to do a little bit outside, a little bit inside. We have it like this, that. We have a shayla shulchan. There's a shulchan aruch. Shulchan aruch says like this: if I make a brocha and I chew, and I haven't yet swallowed, yeah. So I made a brocha, I've chewed, I haven't yet swallowed, and I talk. Typical example would be like this: I'm in a kiddush, I say my mezonos, and the person next to me finishes the mezonos before I swallowed. Do I say amen? Okay, so you're not supposed to say amen. Why not? Because there's a hefsek between your brocha and your achila. But what if you do? Let's say somebody is got an reflex amen syndrome, and the second he hears a bracha, he says amen. Without any thought, he just says amen. So does he need to make a new bracha? Yeah, so he's eaten, he's chewed, he's not swallowed, and he's spoken. So there's a Shla Kodesh, which the Mogen Avraham brings, which is in source number 8. Me im soch ba'od loyas ein soch lech to the vorich. Yeah, so it says the Mogen Avraham from our siman, we should. That loyas ein soch brachim kein ikha brach ala b'liya, the tzorachim. So the shlosh is you do not need to make a bracha. So the Mogen Avraham, wait a minute. We know that the main thing is swallowing. If you spit it out, you don't need to make a bracha. The bracha is always going on swallowing. Since the bracha is going on swallowing, therefore you would need to make a new bracha as the Mogen Avraham. That's the Mogen Avraham with Tzorachim. These are the Tzorachim. The Big Yesha Siv, and we'll do this outside of Big Yeshan, and Siv tell us that you ogden the Mogna promise is very different. The case over there is you have no intention to ever swallow it. Over here, you intend to have it. You intend to have it. You've stopped the process of eating it. Then there was never eating in the first place. You were planning to eat it and spit it out, and therefore you do not need to make a bracha. But over here, when you're swallowing it, you put it into your mouth, you're swallowing it. Yes, it's true. You've spoken before you've actually started swallowing it, but the bracha works. It's chal to work. So that is machlekes. Now this. So it comes out. How's that relevant? Now, according to the Magen Avraham, that it seems that the hanos on the hanos in the ma'ayin in the stomach. This is what you were saying before. The hanos seems to be in what goes down. But according to others, not hanos, not the bracha's not going to hanos going down. But rather, hanos of the goren. There's a tanai that you have to be planning to eat it. If you're not planning to eat it and spitting it out, it's not good enough. If you're planning to eat it, the hanos which the bracha's going on is really in the mouth rather than in the stomach. Okay. So now, over here. Based on this, there's a Moshe Shtemach has a piece in a country somewhere where he says that based on this machlekas, that if we go like the Magen Avraham, we go like the Yesha, that it's all about the taste in the mouth. Therefore, since you're taking this vapor into your mouth, it's true it's not going to go down, and but you want to keep it. You plan to have benefit from it and enjoy it, not just for tasting. You're actually having it as a benefit. So therefore, you need to make a bracha. So Moshe Shtemach actually paskens, it's a bob of a conscious, you need to make a bracha on vaping. Okay, that's a Moshe paskens. I've seen another.
Benefit doesn't matter.
Sorry?
When I asked that, you said benefit is not the.
No, but you intend. The intention is interesting. We saw the Moshe Brewer, mechaven for the benefit. So when I have taste, I might enjoy that taste, but my intention is to taste that food, to see whether it's got needs salt. So I have no intention to enjoy it. But here, man, a person takes a vape, he's doing it with a pure intention to enjoy it. Yeah, so see from there that you need to make a bracha. However, there's four reasons why not to make a bracha. The first one's like this. The first one is because we just saw the Magen Avraham. It's all about hanos ma'ayin. You don't have a non in the guf. That's number one. Number two is the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Beis Yivdal tells us that you do not make a bracha on something which is harmful. If you have something which is harmful, you do not need to make a bracha. Since it's everyone knows that these things are harmful, therefore you would not seemingly not need to make a bracha. The counter argument to that is very simple. If that's the case, you'd need to have whenever you have something which is unhealthy, you shouldn't make a bracha. And it's exactly the same emotions before. So
you can't make them on
grievan. Well, just normal chips. Yeah, you're right. Grievan, definitely not. That's a dumb mask, but chips, for example, something which everyone agrees is unhealthy, so you shouldn't make a bracha. Of course you make a bracha. Why do you make a bracha? Because it's you're getting an hour. It means, sorry?
You need it in moderation.
You need it in moderation. Over here as well, in theory, you can do it in moderation. So that doesn't really work. The next thing is that this one's a real good tainer. Then we say in Bezeah and Mashkin Kamashkin, we say something which is a Zeah or Mashkin is like Mashkin, that's only when a Mashkin is edible. You've taken something which is edible, you've extracted out of it the steam. The steam is also edible, so it makes it, so it's fine. But if you take something which is not edible, and you take the steam and put the steam into you, that doesn't become an edible food. It doesn't become something which is, you can make a kibrochon. That's the third tine against this. And the fourth tine is that there's a case where somebody had to, for stomach reasons, couldn't have any food going in through his throat. So he had a pipe going to his stomach to eat. Yeah? Now, he once in a while the person wants to taste something. So the doctors placed a tube coming out of his neck. Food goes in, and pops back out. He gets the hano of the taste, but he doesn't actually get the hano of what's going on inside. So Neubert Zatzal says that although the food enters the mouth, since it can never enter the stomach, you don't make a bracha. Again, like you said before, when you have something with intention to then go and eat it, you can make a bracha. Here, the intention is never to eat it. Yes, it's true you're getting benefit from the throat, but it's not going into your stomach, therefore you do not need to eat it. So what comes out is that we have a good shayla. Do you need to make a bracha on a vape? So Ramosh Shtem of Paskins, one does. Definitely not a minhag olam. Not sure who creates a minhag in the last 10 years, but it's definitely not a minhag olam to make a bracha. I saw in a sefer that said, it's just like a Heinzig Sefer in itself. He writes that you should always, kids, it's a certain mahalach of like psak, but you should always have it with another food. Mm. So have a little gummy and then eat that and then have your vape.
What
A shackle.
Otherwise, what
bracha? Shackle, definitely a shackle.
What bracha would you make? Otherwise, what bracha would you make?
Shackle.
Shackle. Just on vaping alone.
So we're saying that Kodesh Moshe should make a bracha shackle.
Shackle.
Yeah. So now in terms of brachas, I think we have sofer brachas, the hakel, and the minhag is definitely not to make a bracha. When it comes, we take it back down to Tisha B'Av, we have a separate problem. Because if there's definitely according to many poskim that it is considered some sort of benefit in eating, then the chayyur would be different to the Mogen Avraham's case it's different to the case of the Mishabura of cigarettes, and say it's different, there's much more food like than cigarettes. I've got 2 more minutes. Two more minutes. I was going to do it inside. We'll leave it from inside. We'll leave the last part from 10 to 15. Look in your own time. But what I brought that for is like this: that the shaila occurs now. What about needing a hechsher during the year, and what needing a hechsher on Pesach? So during the year, if we're going to go with this idea that it's not edible anyway, it's not really achida. Therefore, you don't need a hechsher. That's one thing. But Pesach, we have a cloud called Achshrei. Achshrei tells us, I have something which is. Not edible, but I decide to eat it on Pesach. So I've got ink, which is not edible, but I want to eat it. I chew my pen on Pesach. Then you can't do it on Pesach because if it's chometz, why? Because there's something called achshavei. It comes from a rosh. It's called achshavei, which means that I reinstate its status as chometz by eating it. So here as well, the same idea. Someone takes a vape on Pesach, and it's all very nice. We're saying do not eat it. Bracha. It's not considered proper food. It's not considered royal achida. When I go and indulge with it, what I'm saying is that this steam, I want to make it edible somewhat. It is roi lechid, it's not just roi for kelev, it's roi for a human being. And since there's achshavei, therefore be a big problem. Therefore on Pesach, one definitely needs to have one with the hechsher. I think now it's so you can get the hechsher. This is all with the precondition that it's not in the first place because of the issel, the kind of which Anthony mentioned. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.